This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Let's go. Taylor giving us the Heisman. How about that? I'm done with you. She was excellent last week, and she basically said, why should I do it again? I did it so well. Much better than YouTube buffoons.
Yeah.
So she's done. Meanwhile, Susie's continuing her four-month vacation. Is that what's going on?
That's correct, yes. She should be back sometime in late May.
And then probably gone the next week.
Yeah,
I mean, what a shock.
Informed us of what? About 17 places she's got all plans to travel already this year?
It's correct. And as I say often, that doesn't include the, I'm not feeling very well.
Well, yeah, now she blames it on her kids and her grandkid. You know, oh, I had to take care of the grandkid because my son was sick. Sure.
That is correct. So this is an even greater opportunity for the audience to text in, because it's just the two of us today with overrated, underrated, properly rated. Where this isn't the time for gun control, abortion, tax decisions. It's more observations, something in your life, something else that you observe about life. Have some fun with it. Underrated doesn't get the attention it deserves. Overrated, my God, it's just terrible. What do you want to say about anything in life with your observation? Again, text away, 651-461-9226. What do you have, sir?
I'll start with this. We just wrapped up the weather report. Chris Schaefer telling us it's awful outside, as if we didn't already know that, and it's only going to get worse for the next 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever it's going to be. Having this kind of awful, cold, ridiculous day come on President's Day when we've got free parking downtown, that's very underrated for me as a guy who likes to park in about Menominee and walk in. The fact that I'm looking at my car just right on the street here outside
right
the studios, I'm very happy, very pleased about the timing here.
It'd be nice if you would say, I care for Minneapolis, I care for Minnesota, I care for taxpayers. I'm going to pay for the meters even though I don't have to. Chip in, Dave Harrigan. Go above and beyond the call. What is the likelihood that's going to happen?
If you can convince me and the dozen other people that are working downtown today to do that, I will jump in. But I think those other 12 are probably not going to be a part of those shenanigans, Jim.
Is that about the over-under?
It's very light today. Very light. I didn't know President's Day was that big of a deal, but
big.
I mean, plenty of the normal Skyway restaurants, they said, no. We're not opening the doors today. It's definitely not worth it.
I think that's fair. Should I work in some of the texts at the same time? Chinese food, overrated. Get out of here.
No, that's not true at all.
Love it. We found a ramen place out here the other day. Man, I love. Where do you stand on ramen? I think ramen is properly rated, and I love it.
I love it, except when you get a spot that just goes way too heavy on the salt. It's salty enough to begin with.
Yes,
but I've had a couple bowls in the past where you get halfway through. I just can't do this anymore. I can feel my arteries hardening right now.
More text, 651-461-9226. Durusha dodging the cold like a coward, overrated. Yeah, any radio host who isn't in Minnesota the entire time.
Yes.
Total sleazebag.
That's
what I go with. Total sleazebag. Not sleazebag. Total, complete, thorough sleazebag.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Wonder if you had any more to add to that.
Oh, I do, but I'm just going
to
mix it.
If there's any personal experience you had to, you know, call on, but that's fine. That's fine. We can leave that go. Overrated.
I'm going to reference it next segment.
We all know, and we've known for many, many, many years, NBA All-Star festivities are overrated. But what's more overrated is the people that complain about them on social media or however they choose to do it every single year. We know they stink. Don't watch it then. Find something else.
It's fair. And I was all over SNL last night. Every time I clicked over, it was another example of someone not trying.
Of course.
And they tried the new bit this year where Chuck, Kenny, and Shaq picked teams, and the winner of the Rising Stars game. The players don't care at all. Then they did this tribute to Inside the NBA when they're not going anywhere. I mean, it was absurd because they worked on a deal where Inside the NBA is now going to be on ESPN, but, you know, TNT is going to control it. So congrats. See you later. They're not going anywhere.
No. And
they're not going. So all of it, you're right, including the complaining. Major League Baseball is now the only one that is even fractionally close to the actual sport.
That is correct. Hey, you know, I've got a couple others, but before we get to that, Chad, we have a special guest who just walked into the studio wanting to participate today. Please welcome Miss Laura Oakes.
Yay!
Yeah,
hi.
Let's go.
I have a couple of minutes, and Taylor has to do a quick interview, so I thought I would jump in because I thought of a few while I was in the bathroom listening to you.
Sure. That's where most people consume our nonsense.
Overrated, and you will not be able to relate to this one at all today, but Dave will. Having to wear long underwear in the workplace.
I'm not wearing long underwear, so I cannot relate.
I am, and I'm so uncomfortable, and my clothes are so tight, just so I wouldn't be cold walking from my car to the station, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Now I'm hot.
Yeah. Well, you're always hot, Laura. Let's
no,
just be clear
not that kind
that.
Of hot. This is the... Yeah. I have not ever been growled at before. I like it. That's awesome.
Well, and as I know, not today... But as I know, the building is spin the wheel. I mean, we should play the game. We need to get all of us who actually go in the building, not me right now, I'm fully acknowledging that, but on a regular basis, will the building be 90 degrees or will the building be 55 degrees? And is it also possible that in the studio where you two are at right now, it's 90, but in the newsroom, it's 55.
Or 25. Yeah, I have to say, though, there's a new guy, and he has fixed something, and things are much better. Much better.
Really?
I can't even believe it. I haven't had to wear a winter hat all winter in the newsroom.
It's so nice in here walking up the stairs this morning. I had to dodge a cockroach because he was enjoying it so much.
See? It's warm enough for the cockroaches.
Scare the heck out
of me. We're on the right track. I also have a properly rated.
Yeah.
And maybe you've already talked about this because you could have, but that SNL anniversary special last night was outstanding. Did you see it?
We did. We opened the show, two segments on it, but we can do it again.
Oh, you did. Okay, that's all right.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, did every skit work? No. But every skit doesn't work.
Right.
And by the way, I could think it didn't work, and you could think it did. But the power of that show, whether it's the writing, whether it's the regular cast members, the stars who seek it out, the music. Laura, you need to seek out what they did Friday on Peacock.
I know.
Prominent musical act after prominent musical act. Will Ferrell, funny as can be. That was phenomenal, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Was there a sketch or an appearance that you liked the most?
Oh, there were so many that I loved, but I think the one that cracked me up the most was the Kate McKinnon Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
It's just like, you can't say that stuff. And they did, and it was prime time, and it was hilarious and funny. And when you can tell that they are cracking up, and so was Woody Harrelson and Pedro Pascal, and it was just, I love it when they break and can't hold in their giggling. Yeah,
I do too. Pedro was very funny. And to have Meryl Streep and some of the words Meryl was offering up on in front of a camera. I'm not suggesting she hasn't offered before. I don't know Meryl that well.
Right.
But there's no way.
I know.
That wasn't in Sophie's Choice. Okay.
No.
I watched it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. It was just unexpected. And that's I think I kept feeling surprised by what I was seeing in prime time. And it was great. Yeah.
Great stuff. Thank you for coming in, Laura.
Yes, you bet. Have a good sunny day. Warm day.
Enjoy the long johns, everybody. What are you doing to deal with the winter? We'll get to that later. But what else do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? More of your texts when we come back next. Maybe even more surprise appearances. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Always encouraged. Laura can stop by whenever she wants. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
More of your texts for overrated, underrated, properly rated bonus. Laura Oaks on a Monday. Underrated, agree 100%. The Four Nations Tournament, the NHL. Format beats all others. Fantastic hockey. We're going to talk more about this with Chip Scoggins at the top of the hour. But I have absolutely loved it. Fantastic, except the stupidity starting the Americans versus the Canadians.
It was on my list.
With three fights. Okay, let's just get to it. We'll bonus with Chip. If within the game something nasty, violent happens, I get it that it's a part of it. But when it's orchestrated and phony, by the way, that first period was such spectacular hockey. Is hockey my favorite? No. But I'll tell you what. When they're all played at their best of the team sports, hockey might be my favorite. It's just when it gets to its upper level, let's go PJ, elite level, it is so good. And to start with this stupidity of, okay, I'm going to fight you, and then all the dopes, oh, it's great, we show how tough we are, it fired me up. If it's natural within the game, yes. If it's orchestrated, get out of here.
Three fights in 12 seconds to start a game. I'm completely with
nine.
You. That was so dopey. Yeah, well, that's right. 9 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's lunacy. We'll get more into it, Chipper. Go ahead, sir. What else you got?
We'll go one more here, then I'll cede to you. Honesty, Chad, overrated.
Okay.
Honesty is overrated. And I'll tell you a little story from yesterday. My niece was in town for a volleyball tournament down in Bloomington. So the family, we all got up early, got in the car, drove down, braved the cold, got to go see her play. And there was a little cost to get in, $8 for adults, $5 for kids, anybody 5 and under, free. I walk up the table. All right, we got 2 adults, 1 kid, and then 1 under 5. And the woman at the table looks at my oldest, the 8-year-old, and says, "You sure you're not under 5? You're not 5?" And she said, "No, I'm 8. Lady at the table gives her another wink. Says, "Come on, wink, wink. Come on. I think you look like you're 5. And the daughter says again, "No, I am 8. I am not 5.
Okay.
And the lady just looks at me and says, "Dad, I tried. That'll be $21.
I love that. That's
so great. She got grounded for a week.
Yeah, it should be. More text here. Underrated, overripe bananas. No other fruit has so many baking possibilities when they rot.
That's true.
Seems accurate, right?
Yeah, unless you wait too long and then they turn into soup on your counter.
Underrated stores who give discounts for paying with cash. Those are few and far between. I'm all for it. This young kid better pay attention. Roundabouts, underrated. I'm reading your text here. As long as people know how to use them, Dave, and they're not that tough. Overrated. Dinner, $100 per person at a restaurant versus a meal from a skilled home cook. Yeah, give me the skilled home cook versus that. Let's see. Valentine's Day holiday, overrated. Underrated old school leg warmers. And somebody joking that I took it the wrong way that Carter left seeing his daughter's dance because he left the concert so early. All right, what do I have? We made the trip from Palm Desert to San Diego. Okay, 2 hour drive. I'm going to get to the drive later, but this is one thing I miss about the Twin Cities. It's 2 hours to San Diego. It's 2 hours to L.A. You're on the East Coast, Dave. Think about all those locations. And it's even, you know, not always just the East Coast. Other areas of the country where you don't have to drive that far and you get to another large size city. We don't have that. You know, what do we have to Milwaukee? 4 hours?
Yeah, about that.
Right? And Milwaukee's not a huge city.
Five and a half or Milwaukee, six to Chicago? Great.
Yeah. We're too isolated. Let's condense. Let's move us closer to major cities. Dave, can Doge make that happen?
You want them to move Minneapolis-St. Paul, or can we bring the other cities closer to us?
Either way, I want two or three major cities within like a 3 hour drive of us.
Interesting.
So do make that happen.
So if you move us, say, you know, more towards eastern Wisconsin by Madison, Milwaukee, or down closer to Chicago and Illinois, does Minnesota still keep that territory? Or does that the Minneapolis-St. Paul area then moved become part of Illinois or Wisconsin?
I think so. I think it's that.
I
think it's that.
That'll change the political map quite a bit.
We don't fall prey on this show to big map. We're willing to take on big map.
Big Atlas, too. They're not out of the crosshairs.
Big Atlas. Let's go at it. San Diego was spectacular. You know, it's a great place. Major gave us some ideas, including Balboa Park. Look up Balboa Park, and then there's this big body of water. I don't know what it is, but it's pretty nice that you see it.
Mille Lacs.
So I did a skit. I sent it to Major. So at Balboa Park, you have the San Diego History Museum. And so I was able to get the individual who's overseeing the museum to go along, where I just did a video. And I said, I'm going to try to see, you know, how well-known Major Garrett is here in his town. And I asked one person randomly, have you heard of Major Garrett? Nope, never heard of him. And I go in and I set her up to say, take a look very upset and say, you know what? We don't talk about him. We much prefer Jake Tapper and Chuck Todd. And so I said it to him. And Major's one of those where he's got, as you know, because you text him getting ready for the show, read. And he read it. And there's no response. And I think I know his sense of humor pretty well because he sends me nonsense too. And there's nothing, Dave. And I'm thinking, now, wait a second. Did I screw this up? Did Major take this the wrong way?
I think he took
but
it the right way.
But then he sent me a text.
You were, as Major would say, you were displaying a disgusting amount of
reckless peevishness.
Yeah. I was worried I upset Major, but no, he enjoyed it. So it was very good that the folks were willing to go along, too. The national anthem, okay, if you've listened to this show over approaching 35 years, you know where I stand on the national anthem. It should be for isolated events, special events. What have we said before? Super Bowl, 4th of July, other championships, if it's tied to a different holiday. We don't need it every game. And by the way, that doesn't make you less of a patriot. It doesn't mean you hate America. Let's just make it into a bigger deal. And I've felt that way for a long, long time. Where do you stand, Dave Harrigan, the booing of the American national anthem, again tied to the hockey tournament, the Four Nations hockey tournament, where we had USA finally beating Canada on Saturday, but vociferously the natives of Montreal, the Canadians, booing the USA anthem throughout. Should we be furious? Should we think it showed the passion, or we just don't care?
I say get over it, Canada. You know, whatever. It doesn't upset me. I don't want to go invade Montreal. But you know what? Montreal, start speaking English, okay? None of this French stuff.
That's it.
Let's
okay.
go. Jump on board.
You're in a mainly English-speaking country, so go ahead, adapt. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's what I'm saying, okay? Leave French to the French, all right? You're in Canada. This is America, North America. We speak mostly English here. Let's go. Jump on board.
Let's adapt. I saw Gretzky after, I think it was the Canada-Sweden first game, where he suggested when we really should play the anthem is at the end of games, a la the Olympics. What do you think about that idea?
No.
No.
No, that's what I think about it. No, because 90% of the crowd will be walking out stumbling drunk.
Well, that's going to happen. Well, guess what? 60% of the crowd's not paying attention to the national anthem. You agree with me, right?
No.
Look at their phone. They're looking around. No. They're getting food.
At the beginning of the game, people are still standing, removing the caps. Yeah, some are looking around, but I think once you go 2.5 hours after a sporting event and everyone's celebrating, all right, everybody, quiet now, please. We need to play the anthem. No, I think that's a ridiculous idea. What about as good as Wayne's coaching career?
Yeah. Wayne looks like he's having a little bit of fun, by the way. Have you spotted Wayne on the TV lately? Terrence Shannon Jr., Timberwolves. Young players playing a little bit lately. He's playing pretty good. Had his number retired over the weekend. You see what happened with the number?
It was a great ceremony from what I'm told, and everybody enjoyed it, and nothing went off. It went off without a hitch, I should say.
They unveiled the jersey upside down.
Oh, that hitch. Yeah, that was the hitch.
They unveiled. And then also, do you know how many years Terrence Shannon Jr. played at Illinois?
17.
Two. Did they go to the Final Four? No. Obviously, they didn't win a championship. Now, some schools, it's like if you're all conference or something. Really? I mean, very good player at Illinois. I like what he's doing for the Wolves. I'm intrigued. Keep playing him. But 2 years and you don't go really far in the tournament? Retiring that number? Overrated. Come on.
Well, you get to claim Jaden Daniels as an ASU quarterback. Why can't they say 2 years of great hoops? Good enough.
I didn't say we're going to retire Jaden's number.
You'd be on board if they did.
Of course I would. Of course I would. Won the Heisman Trophy because ASU.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Another part of this drive, it's a bit of a perilous drive from where we're staying to San Diego. In your travels throughout just Minnesota, maybe you've never left Minnesota, no problem. Maybe you're listening somewhere where you have a dangerous drive all the time. What is the most frightened you have ever been on a road driving? Maybe it's just a super icy drive in Minnesota. Guess what? It's going to be about 40 below in parts of Minnesota tonight. Maybe it's going to be tonight. I'll tell you about this drive. It may have upset one of the riders in our car more than everybody else, that's for sure. But tell me a dangerous drive for you. Maybe it's just the weather conditions. Maybe it's somewhere in Minnesota normally. Maybe it's somewhere you travel. A road you traveled in a car where you're like, get me through this drive ASAP. What do you got? 651-461-9226. This is for a phone call, too. This is where a call really could stand out. But if you want to send a text, that's fine. 651-461-9226. 9226. Go ahead, Dave. Remind the audience the bumper music theme of today.
Well, we are celebrating President's Day today, as is everyone around the country, probably around the world, too. I have to imagine everyone's tipping a cap to our long list of presidents, and we are hearing from artists who have a surname in common with one, or perhaps in this case, two presidents.
On the ride, how we ended up in San Diego, you take 74 here, and you go straight up this mountainous area, and it is twisting and turning. It is twisting and turning. It is going to the right, going to the left, and it's two lane, and you don't have a lot of room. In fact, we saw one biker, and I almost wanted to stop the car and Dave and say, are you on the run? Are you a criminal? Are your kids held hostage? Because the bike lane is about 3 inches. There's no chance. And so you really, really have to pay attention, including on the ride home. Okay. On the ride home. Let's say this again. This has come up multiple times on the show lately. Do you believe in hanging days? Do you believe we should have public flogging and individuals hung in the town square? Because I think one exception should be made for the absolute fool who, with the new cars now, where when their lights are turned on, not their brights, I repeat, when they seem like brights, and when you're coming down a twisting, turning road, good luck to you. That person needs to be eliminated from society, and every one of those cars needs to be taken off the road temporarily.
You're saying
now. What do you think of that? That is, wait, do we have it? My executive order. Find it. Today's executive order. The person who convinced the manufacturers to put in the regular lights, which just scream right in your eyeballs.
Hold on. Start over.
And now the Chad Hartman Show proudly presents today's executive order.
That's it, baby. And again, another sick joke from Adam Carter. I mean, why does he have a show? Just sick, disgusting text to me. Beneath me. About to go with the joke right there back at Adam on the air, but I'm not going to. That person is hung. Dave Harrigan, Town Square, Washington, D.C., we hang this person. Yes or no?
I'm not willing to go that far, Chad.
I don't want to kill him. I mean, just...
Well, you want
him... Just hang him and nothing happens to him, but we just
is that how it
stare
goes?
At him. And every car is taken off the road. Every car. Until those lights are removed from the cars. Yes or no? That is my executive order.
The lights are a huge, huge problem. And I don't know why we can't figure it out, but there was a story I read in the news, I don't know, it was probably 3-4 years ago now, about how this seems to be much more of a uniquely American problem, because over in Europe, in the cars they mostly drive over there, they've figured out how to work the headlights. And, you know, when the headlight senses, you know, they got sensors all over the cars. When they see another car coming, the lights dim in that direction.
Okay. It's not that hard. Just don't put them in bright to begin with.
Well, you want the dimmer bulb on?
No, I want the intensity of the lights as they were, and then the brights as they were. I'm not against technology.
Sounds like you are.
I'm not against evolution. But when they're blinding you and the car coming at you is causing you can't see, it's not a good idea.
I agree with you there, but I'm not willing to go back to the Model T.
The car, the cyber Tesla that you're driving right now, that car that you love.
Stop that right now.
God, they're everywhere out here, by the way.
Oh, they are. Except that Cheryl throws
up. Those lights are actually fine. Lights that don't blind you. That's my executive order. Seems fair, right?
That seems like a good idea. We can bring that one to the transportation folks. Who's our new guy?
Kathleen does not have great vision. Listening to Kathleen react to every twist and turn, I wanted to... where is a button to cause... I said, you need to just close your eyes. I'm going to concentrate. We're going to be fine, but this is just... this is just crushing you.
This right? Mansplaining to Kathleen. I got it. I'm a man.
I got Don't it. Worry. I'm a man. Close your eyes, toots, and go home and clean. Quentin thought it was the greatest ever, though. the drivey and the reaction. Okay, let's pause. Give me the driving which you thought brought you the most peril. What do you have? We got a lot of good suggestions right now. We'll give you one. 169 every morning when I see these dopes locked into their cell phone. Yeah, very good point. What else do you have? Maybe a little more formal than that. Phone call or text 651-461-9226. Yeah, drives, perilous drives. Also, some texts are suggesting I'm against big light bulb. Yeah, I'm pro matches. Bring matches back. Come on. Driving the Pacific Coast Highway with a husband who likes to look at the scenery while driving.
Oof.
Okay, Lindsay's driving, Harrigan, and it's let's go to the Pacific. So you're just staring at the Pacific, and you're on a narrow road. Do you step up and say something?
If I see things are getting a little out of whack, if we're not staying in our lane, absolutely I am.
Another way for you to say stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the Rocky Mountains, middle of the night, in a tremendous thunderstorm with lightning striking all around me while I'm on my motorcycle. I anticipated the end was near. I still get the creeps about it 40 years later.
Oh, my goodness.
My God, would that be bad. Okay, this is one where our tech system drives me nuts, where it bounces around, but I want to see if I can pull this off. I was in Costa Rica in November. It was raining like crazy for 3 days. We were stuck at a beach hotel with nothing to do. So my daughter and I decided to go to another beach town for something to do. Along the way, we were crossing flooded roadways where the rivers were flowing across the roads. We made a wrong turn on the way and ended up in the jungle. So we decided to turn home and headed home. We came to a spot that we had crossed the swollen river early in the drive, but it got much worse, and there were about 50 cars lined up. After about 3 hours, we decided to make a run for it. And then it vanishes. Rolled on her window case. We got swept away. Lots of tears. We made it. I'll never do it again. How good are you feeling, Dave, if you're this swollen river, an area you don't know well, in a jungle, and other cars are waiting, and you decide to go for it?
I'm a tremendous swimmer, Chad. I think I'd be just fine.
35 years ago, Pacific Coast Highway. Left Carmel in the evening. Drive to San Luis Obispo. Thick fog rolled in. My husband keeps going, saying he could follow taillights, cars ahead of us. I pictured us following the car over the cliff.
Yeah, that's
finally stopped and got the last room at a small roadside motel. I was so relieved. On a logging roll in northern Ontario, 125 miles from any settlement, coming over a hill and running into a wall of wildfire. So massive and thick, it looked like an actual wall. I turned around. Now I'm out on that one.
Good job turning around. That was the wise choice, I think.
Driving along the Pacific Coast Highway. Wanted to enjoy the drive along the ocean, but had another car riding really close behind with no place for them to pass. No thanks. Followed by driving an interstate I-80 to Colorado. Murder's Row full of semis blowing you off the road. That would not be any good either. Our guy Mike from Minneapolis is called. And Mike, do you have a story for me?
Howdy. Day like this, cold, but it was snowing really heavily. It was very icy. I'm going westbound on 94, and right around Snelling, there's a hill. I come up over the hill, and there's a semi jackknifed blocking the two right lanes. I start pumping the brakes. There's another semi jackknifed who had just avoided the first one. He was jackknifed blocking the other two lanes on the other side. Anyway, I come to a rest about 5 feet from my face over my hood. There's the flammable Jesus. Sign on the gas tankers.
Oh. Oh.
Luckily I was one of the first people in, so I was able to back out and get up onto the embankment, and I just watched people spin and slide in.
Oh man.
Luckily nobody was
you
hurt.
Lucky.
That I know
glad
of.
Glad you're
but,
great.
Yeah, that was
good.
Frightening.
Yeah. Good story. I just want to get a couple more texts. Keep calling, Mike. No locals, but I drove up Pikes Peak at 10,000 feet. It's freezing. No guardrails. My wife took over. It is a wild ride. Scariest drive. We were in northern Minnesota, lived outside Cloquet, worked in Duluth. On the night the Edmund Fitzgerald sunk, I left a stressful job in Duluth, headed home. This was before cell phones. My husband was at home near Cloquet, assured me the weather was fine. I got on Thompson Hill, couldn't see the lanes on the road, the car in front of me, and the backseat passengers hang on the windows and attempt to see. That's not good, Dave, if the car in front of you has passengers leaning out the window so they can see.
No, that's not a good sign. That's pullover time.
That is pullover time. Next hour, Chip Scoggins after CBS and Taylor with the news.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.